We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
You found Pony and Muller on a Monday, presented by Chafe and Luhana Injury Law Firm, doing good by doing right. We're going to talk to Pierre McGuire in an hour, NHL and NBC, our 93.7 The Fan NHL Insider. On Friday night's lottery, the Penguins can still end up with the top pick. Sam Poulin, Phil Kessel, no Hub Cities yet. Lot to do there. Also, Zach Banner going to join me in the 5 o'clock hour. I think the national media and the local media, to some extent, too, we've spent a lot of time today talking, I think, about the wrong Patriots story. Cam Newton signs an incentive-laden deal there. He's New England's quarterback. I'm not saying that that isn't a big deal, because it's a former MVP with Bill Belichick as his coach. He replaces Jarrett Stidham, who's never played an NFL game before, an NFL regular season game, and journeyman Brian Hoyer. I mean, it is a substantial move. It is a potential high reward move by the Patriots. I'm not here to, in that kind of way, minimize the significance of what Cam Newton can potentially bring to the Patriots this year if he's healthy. It is absolutely, though, a pump fake move by New England to get you to pay attention to the quarterback signing and not the NFL punishing them for another video espionage scandal. It is not a coincidence that late last night we get Cam Newton to the Patriots, and then 16 minutes later or whatever it was, oh, here are the punishments for New England going to Cleveland and videotaping the Bengals sideline last year. That story, that investigation went on endlessly. A lot of you probably forgot that it was still pending and even forgot about that whole ordeal until last night when Adam Schefter tweeted it out and reminded us all that the Patriots got caught red-handed, got caught cheating again last year. And what that announcement did to me was just anger me and frustrate me even more about the preferential treatment that the Patriots get from the NFL. And I doubt I'm in a, like, I know when I say that I'm in a very friendly zone. I can say that here without worrying about repercussions. When I go on my network show, when I do my national show, and I say things like that, you know, I get guys in Portland, Maine, and Manchester, New Hampshire, in New Haven, Connecticut, in Boston, who call into my show and want to choke slam me on the air for saying it. Here, I know who I'm talking to. I know the audience. Like, inherently, we are suspicious of what the Patriots do, and for good reason. So when the NFL or when a Bengals staffer catches a Patriots employee with a camera fixated on their sideline last year, you can't fluff that off as no big deal. Because it's not their first rodeo. This is not, isn't that the way it works in our criminal justice system? That if you commit the same crime twice, the second time you get caught, the punishment is going to be more severe. because you didn't learn your lesson the first time. And that's why I'm so confused. Well, I'm not confused. I'm so put off by what the NFL did. It's a third round pick and it's $1 million fine. Okay? Third round picks grow on trees. Third round picks go bust all the time. Third round picks for the Steelers are can be or have been guys like Curtis Brown. You know, guys who you have just forgotten have been lost over the years. That you're not a lock to be a good NFL player if you're picked at the very end of the third round. So that's not, in the grand scheme of things, an important or valuable pick to the Patriots. The other part of it, a fine. Okay, the NFL is going to levy a fine against the Patriots. They're going to teach them a lesson. They're going to show them who's boss. The NFL is fining the Patriots $1.1 million. Now, that might sound like a lot to you. That might sound like a lot to me. We make honest livings. We make normal money. Most of us do. We're not getting paid hundreds of thousands of dollars. $1.1 million to Bob Kraft, a man that is worth $7 billion. How much do you think that really eats at him? How much of a impediment is that? How much of a tool is that to curb Bill Belichick's behavior when the team is fined a man that is worth $7 billion, a franchise that is worth probably $2 billion? They get fined $1 million for putting their camera on the Bengals sideline for 8 friggin' minutes. That's how much footage they found. And I don't think they were going to cut off the tape there. If they weren't caught in the middle of the act, they probably would have continued to videotape. If it was any other franchise, it's a violation of the rules. You take away a middle round draft pick, you fine them a couple million dollars, you get out of there, no real harm done. Not the end of the world. But the Patriots won 3 Super Bowls doing this. They had the audacity and the gall to do it again. We know that this is screwed up because anybody that has done any amount of reading on the Patriots and Spygate, and I'm sure a lot of you have because you're still incensed and bitter and upset over the way things went with the Patriots and Steelers in the early 2000s, anybody that has done any amount of reading about this knows one of the things the Patriots told these Patriot Films employees, these Patriot videographers, you can find this online. This is not me telling you, you know, secret information or confidential information. These Patriots videographers, these cameramen, were told by Bill Belichick, if you ever get caught, tell them that you are filming a documentary. That information came out in 2015. There was a story that was written by ESPN that went into the Spygate saga that said explicitly, the Patriots tell their cameramen, if you get caught, tell the NFL or tell the team that catches you in the act that you're filming a documentary. So what did that jabroni Patriot cameraman say when he got caught in Cleveland? Oh, we're doing a documentary on an advanced scout. And the job of an advanced scout, evidently, is to zoom in on the other team's sideline and watch them send in plays for the entire game. Never in my life have I heard of a justice system where you commit the same crime and the punishment is less. That would be like if with the drug punishments in the NFL, when they were still cracking down on guys who tested positive for marijuana. That would be like if they said, the first time you get caught smoking pot, we're going to suspend you for a year. And the next time we catch you, it's only 4 games. It's supposed to go up. So for first Spygate, if it was a first round pick there, why is it less this time? We've all seen the video. It's not this time thankfully. It's not like the tapes got destroyed this time. I'm going to give this guy some credit, even though I'd love to punch him in the face. Jay Glazer got this video. And so we've seen it. We know what the Patriots were filming. It's out there in the open. They were cheating. They were doing it again. And I think the NFL is so concerned about the overall integrity of the game. And if they really bust the Patriots and crush that franchise, it is going to make them look guilty of such an extreme act that it calls into question really all six of their championships and everything that dynasty has accomplished. And I think the last thing Roger Goodell and the last thing the NFL wants to do is make it clear to the fan that they are putting some kind of tarnish on everything the Patriots have accomplished in their 20 years with Belichick and Brady. And if you find them $10 million or $20 million and took away 3 first-round picks, then it would have been sending that very strong message and that very strong signal. Not to mention the Patriots, there are a ton of Patriots fans, and whenever they get put in the crosshairs by the NFL, they raise a stink and it's very ugly. They cry and whine about every punishment that comes their way. So my guess is even up there today, they're offended that it's a third round pick and a $1 million fine. But Edgar Santana gets busted, the Pirates pitcher, for using steroids, 80 games. The next time he gets caught, what is Major League Baseball going to say? Only 20 games? It makes no punish. When you get caught a second time, the punishment shouldn't go down. It doesn't work that way in any walk or way of life. But the Patriots, for whatever reason, get preferential treatment. I think it goes back to that Goodell and Kraft relationship. My guess is Goodell's a little bit gun-shy because he went nuts with the Deflategate thing. And I think now he's trying to cut the Patriots a little bit of a break. There's no doubt they cheated again. And for them, and I also think that there's probably less criticism and less scrutiny on this incident because now that Brady's gone, the Patriots aren't looked at as this juggernaut, invincible franchise. If this had happened in the prime, if they were coming off a Super Bowl win, and everybody was still there, and this got swept under the rug, I think Steelers fans' reaction to this story, and I think NFL fans' reaction to the story, would be much harsher. I think Belichick is the greatest coach of all time, the same way I think Barry Bonds is the greatest hitter of my lifetime. They both cheat. You can cheat and still be great at your job. You can be a great salesman and play around with the numbers and still be great at what you do. I mean, you can, any walk of life. And the Cam Newton signing has created a perfect diversion where everybody is talking about that move and ignoring the fact that the Patriots were punished again for cheating. And the NFL let him get away with it. If I told you that if you film the Ravens sideline and it gave you a leg up in a game against them that would determine playoff seeding and all it was going to cost the Steelers was $1 million and a third round pick, I don't care about scruples and morals. I would want the Steelers to do that. Win by any means necessary. But there's supposed to be safeguards and watchdogs in place to make sure that that doesn't happen and there's a level playing field. But those lines get blurred when the commissioner drops the ball and does almost nothing about it. Then when that happens, you incentivize teams to cheat. You can text me on the Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line. Edgar Snyder reminds you to text responsibly. My name is Andrew Filippone. I think if Mueller were here, he would have tried to make some excuse for the Patriots. So in a way, I'm happy that he's on vacation right now.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.